This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, honored to be behind the microphone, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, here today to host a talk radio town hall. The first of, we do a lot of these, but this is the first in the governor's race. Of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here every week doing a talk radio town hall. Always enjoy that. He'll be here tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And he started this trend, really. Accessibility among not only elected leaders, but also folks seeking elected office. And we enjoy it a great deal because it gives you access. Gives you a chance to ask. We remove the filter. The reporters aren't asking. You know, the pundits aren't asking. It's real people asking questions of folks in office or seeking office, and enjoy it. Doug Burgum will be here on Friday on the program, and shortly thereafter, Wayne Stengem. All three candidates for Governor Rick Becker this hour as well. So, looking forward to that. We're still, I'll keep taking your tallies and your votes because a few are still coming in. But believe it or not, the presidential race is getting the tip more than the governor's race. If I had to predict, I would have gone exactly the opposite. But we'll continue to take your calls. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or call us 24/7 and let us know your comments at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center, and they are looking for new employees in California. Yeah, that's right. Polar Service Center has done such a good job recruiting folks to work for them here in North Dakota, where they are fully staffed in Killdeer and Williston, even over in Billings, that they're saying, you know, we have Nirvana in North Dakota, but we need a little help in California. Is there anybody there who wouldn't mind going to work in Sacramento? A few spots in Portland, I understand, as well. They're looking for tank trailer mechanics and service technicians with like 5 years of experience. So if you're an experienced mechanic and want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization, if you have experience troubleshooting and repairing tank trailers, this is an opportunity for you. By the way, they pay upwards of $32 an hour for these positions. That's right. And, of course, the benefits package is absolutely incredible at Polar Service Center. They're the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They've expanded recently in North Dakota. They're now in Williston as well. So bumper-to-bumper service available for you there. But if you're looking for a position in one of these locations, I'm going to give you the telephone number for the HR man, Terry. It'll take your information. 507-696-1164. Just say, hey, Terry, Scott told me to call. 507-696-1164, Polar Service Center. All right, here's how you can weigh in with your questions or comments. For Rick Becker today, you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Some of you already have. You can text us, 701-226-8503. Some of you already have. Or you can call us, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Some of you already have. As we have Cody and Bismarck and Rex and Belfield waiting to go. And you can also call us with an off-air call at 855-200-1776. Just press 1, leave your message, your comment, and we'll get it in for Rick Becker today. Rick, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott.
Great. Glad to have you here. Appreciate you taking the time to join us on the program. Before we get to the calls and comments from folks, tell us who Rick Becker is. Tell us why you're running for governor.
Well, I'm from Mandan originally, and went to UND for a lot of years of schooling and finally became a plastic surgeon. Started my private practice a little over 18 years ago in Bismarck and have been involved in starting up additional successful businesses and became much more interested in politics as the years went by. I was elected to the House of Representatives in 2012, reelected in 2014. And I brought with me to the House a very conservative perspective, very constitutional, limited government, free market perspective. And I see that that's something that we need in the governor's office as well. now more than ever with the downturn in our economy. And so I've decided to make a strong effort and hopefully come out as victor in this campaign.
All right. Questions, comments for Rick? Certainly welcome today on the program. And you've been in the House. Is this your second term you're in now?
Yes.
Your second term. Got it. And as well as you mentioned, businessman, local practice of plastic surgery in Bismarck as well. So you know the cliff notes on Rick. And any other questions are certainly welcome as well. Let's see here. Who's first? Cody's been waiting the longest, and we'll get to Rex. Cody and Bismarck, what's up? You're next for Representative Rick Becker.
Hey, good morning, Rick. I've just got a couple questions for you. One, why should millennials vote for you? And what is your views on the Second Amendment? Thanks.
All right. Well, good question. So millennials, that's a great question, actually. I think what we are seeing nationally is the same thing that I believe is going on in the state. There's really no reason to think that people in North Dakota feel differently than people in South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, et cetera. What we're finding is that young people especially are searching for someone who is showing true leadership, who is no longer the status quo. They're sick and tired of politicians as usual. They want people who actually stand for something. If you look at Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, three completely different people, a socialist, a constitutional conservative, and kind of an entrepreneur, one-man show. I mean, entirely different. But what they have in common are that they're not afraid to stand up to the status quo, to the normal expectations. They have their convictions. They express them clearly, and they express them loudly. And I think people respect them for that. And I bring the same thing to state politics. There's no question where I stand on the issues. If you look at our Facebook page, we're very active in social media. There's really nothing that we're not touching on and expressing where we stand, what I believe, where I'm going to take the state. So I think millennials respect that. They're desperately searching for that, and they found it with me. As far as Second Amendment, I'm entirely a complete supporter. I sponsored several or co-sponsored several bills in 2013. One of them was to effectively nullify any new regulations, restrictive regulations that the Obama administration would have imposed on us. And it passed in the House. It got killed in the Senate. Mr. Stenjum was instrumental in having that killed in the Senate. And because in 2013, 2012, there was talk Obama wanted more gun controls. So we wanted this bill to become law. As it turns out, none of his initiatives passed at that point. But now, of course, as everyone knows, via fiat executive action, we do have now some restrictions. And unfortunately, we don't have that law in place like some other states do, which protect us from the federal overreach, especially through executive action, which infringe on the Second Amendment.
Appreciate the call, Cody. Thank you very much. Let's go to Rex now in Belfield. You're next. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, by the way, for Rick Becker. Your questions on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Race for Governor in North Dakota today. The Republican nomination, our focus today. Go ahead, Rex.
Howdy, Mr. Becker. It's nice to talk to you finally.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah. From what I'm hearing out here, you're actually probably one of the most hardcore guys on the Second Amendment and stuff like that. And my question is a little bit different on the issue here. And my wife and I were flipping through the news yesterday, and this is maybe a little off topic from that deal, but we saw that the people who had done the undercover investigation on the abortion deal, the Planned Parenthood, are actually getting indicted, and the people who actually were doing the illegal activity are not getting indicted. And I turn around, I was raging just watching this, you know, on the news, and I turn around, and my wife, it's like tears in her eyes, man. And as North Dakotans, I mean, you know our values. I'm just curious what your position would be on that, and what would you do in North Dakota concerning issues on pro-life versus pro-death, I suppose?
I'm going to, I think, try and condense that question down. I think it's basically where I stand on pro-life. I don't know the details of the whole people behind exposing Planned Parenthood I'm pro-life, and there's been a lot of consternation about where I'm at, and there's a lot of desire to throw labels on. And in 2013, we had several bills come through the House that were labeled pro-life bills. I voted yes on some and no on others, and there is one in particular that if it came through again, I would vote differently on it. I've had 2 years to think about it. I haven't really changed my belief, but I've changed my perception of how my beliefs should be enacted or not enacted in law. One thing that's important to understand is when bills come out and they are labeled such as pro-life or pro-woman or pro-veteran or pro-child, it's easy to throw that label on, but as a responsible legislator, you really need to look through it, read through it carefully, understand the implications, and vote accordingly. And that's what I did. But it really, just to make it very simple for everyone, I am pro-life. That's been my personal position for a long time, and that's how I would govern.
Rex, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I have a follow-up question on that. We'll do that on the other side of the break with our guest, Rick Becker. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Brought to you today by Apache, High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer in this great part of the world. 2016 models are in. Great savings, great discounts, great financing available for those right now. And, of course, they'll tell you all about that great warranty. The only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty at Apache. Fuel efficiency that is second to none. No other sprayer provides the fuel efficiency that Apache sprayers do.
Let his footprint in the industry. Less compaction on the ground. Have that mechanical drive system. More rugged machine and easier to maintain. 750 gallon to 1200 gallon booms up to 132 feet. And did I mention the U sprayers? They have some good deals on the U sprayers, too. Stop and see them at High Plains Apache and Mandan across from Bonanza. They're also south of Fargo, exit 60 in Frontier. Online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. Get the best of the best. All right, some more calls coming in for Representative Rick Becker, candidate for governor in North Dakota. Some other emails and texts and questions we'll get to as well on our talk radio town hall. I want to just pick up on the caller last hour saying, okay, are you pro-life? You're saying you're pro-life. A lot of people have said you were not pro-life in this race, and you mentioned it's come up a lot. But you voted against some historic legislation that was, and you, I guess, acknowledged yourself that at least one of those bills you'd vote differently. Here's my confusion. If you're pro-life, which is obviously in every core of your being, right? It's not a how do I vote deal. This is what I believe, and then I bring that to my vote. If you're pro-life, why did you not vote pro-life?
Well, the some of the bills I would say that were labeled pro-life, I felt were much less about life and much more about government regulation. One was the bill requiring physicians to have privileges at hospitals, any physician that was going to perform an abortion. I understand the reasoning behind it, kind of a backdoor way to try and accomplish the goals. But what it did is
I saw it as a women's health issue in that case. I mean, you bring that one up, right? If I am, going into a abortion clinic and that doctor doesn't have admitting privileges and something goes wrong, what happens? I mean, you know better than me. You're a doctor, but it would seem to me that's
just
basic
healthcare. What happens is that the woman who has a complication goes to the ER, and the physician who is going to care for her is not going to be the abortion doctor. It's going to be a gynecologist or an internal medicine specialist or a hospitalist. So the fact that the abortionist would have hospital privileges wouldn't really make a difference because that person wouldn't care for the patient anyway. But to carry that logic on, then you would say that the state should be in the business of requiring privileges for all physicians, when in fact the state requires no privileges for any physicians. That's a contract between the hospital and the physician.
So you see that more as just an ends to the means of trying to make it more difficult for abortion doctors to perform here, which if you're pro-life, you know, is not a bad thing necessarily, right?
Well, I'm not arguing your passion and enthusiasm and emotional attachment to the bill. What I'm suggesting is that there are a lot of things that I believe very much in, but in order to attain those, I want to do it via good governance and proper legislation.
And this isn't about my zeal for a particular bill. It's about understanding your views, right? And so some people would say, you tell us you're pro-life, but you don't vote for legislation that is arguably some of the most heralded pro-life legislation in a long time. That's going to cause some people scratch their head a little bit. And you're, correct me if I'm wrong, but you just told us before the break you'd vote differently if you had the opportunity now.
Great. You and I have just only spoken about the one bill. I used that as an example, which I thought was much less about pro-life than it was about government regulation. But there are other bills, of course, and the one that I'm referring to and that you know of, I believe, is the six-week bill. Now, my position has been that I'm very much a believer that government's primary job is to protect people's liberties. And we're talking life, liberty, and property in that order. So the question I have had in my mind is, okay, when does a person acquire those rights? Is it at conception? Do you have the same rights as any other adult at the time of conception? Is it at 6 weeks, 12 weeks, what have you? I hadn't really pondered it much. I was never put in a position where I had to figure that out. So I got into the 2013 session and said, wow, I never really thought about this. So I think I will split the difference. You know, it's not very comforting to pro-life people. I understand that, but I'll be honest with you. So I voted yes on the 20-week bill, no on the 6-week bill. What has changed since then? Well, I'm still not able to say with 100% certainty in my heart that a person attains the rights of other individuals at conception, but I can say that if I don't know, what has occurred to me in the interim has been that I really have to err on the side of life. If I'm going to, not knowing, pick a time where I think it's appropriate, chances are I'll be wrong, you know, whatever that time is. Again, we're talking philosophically here. But if I'm wrong, I've got one of two options that I've made the mistake. Either I've taken someone's life by aborting them, or I've taken someone's liberty by forcing them, temporarily taken their liberty by forcing them to carry pregnancy to term. So of the two problems, of the two errors, the one is a much more egregious error, and so I need to err on the side of life. And so, therefore, I would have voted, or if it came up again, I would vote in favor of the six-week bill, and I certainly would have signed it as governor.
Emailer says, this sounds like backtracking. Your abortion stance is a great example of rewriting history in the face of a convention delegation that would not agree with you. So what do you say to that?
Well, I can repeat what I just said. I'm not backtracking what I'm saying. I'm clarifying or making very clear to the listeners. I'm being honest with them. I don't know in my heart when a person acquires their individual rights. What's different is not that I know something different or I'm saying, oh, wait, no, I've completely changed my mind. What I've realized is that because I don't know, I made a mistake in voting no against the six-week bill because that made me at risk of erring on the side of taking someone's life. Acknowledging that circumstance is where we're at, I would change that vote. So I'm not backtracking. I'm clarifying. I don't know how I could be possibly more clear than that.
Bob in Valley City for Rick Becker. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
I'd like to know the Attorney General's Denham has got some heat on the confidential informant situation that's going on in North Dakota, and that SATA kid getting killed was one that kind of was. I'd like to know what you do to protect these 18-year-old kids who don't know anything about nothing. And they're forced by bad and by police officers to go be confidential informants when they have absolutely no experience and no nothing, no training. I mean, to be a drug officer, you have to have years and years and years of experience. Yet they take these kids and throw them into the fire of these professional drug dealers and expect them to be confidential informants. And I'd like to know your opinion. I think that Denham has blood on his hands with his policy, and I'd like to see that change. What would you do about that? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right. That's a great question.
And your answer is one that's going to have to wait till after the break here, if you don't mind, Rick, just because we don't have enough time to get the credence to the question. Bob, hang on. We'll get your answer. John and Bismarck right behind him. Email from John and a few texts as well to get to you if you want to get in here with a question or comment on our Talk Radio Town Hall for Governor Candidate Rick Becker, 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.org.
PetroServe USA, when you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This very moment, you can go online and register for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference at Williston Basin, well, it's actually WBPCND.org, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, ND.org. That's May 24th and 26th at the Bismarck Event Center. It's quite an event if you've never been there. Lou Holtz is keynoting this year, and they have a who's who of Bakken CEOs that'll be present, from Harold Hamm to Jim Volker, Whiting, and Rick Muncrief at WPX, and an expo among the largest in the nation. And right now, as we speak, registration is just opened. So if you want to get in on that deal, check it out. Bringing together leaders in the petroleum industry to review the latest and innovative technologies for unconventional recovery and learn from technical and regulatory experts and receive updates on state and federal regulations. And that's a big, big deal every year. So it often sells out, the space gone in the short order. So last chance to get in on that deal, May 24th through 26th. And again, to get your tickets, WBPCND.org. More with Rick Becker, candidate for governor, on our Talk Radio Town Hall. Bob in Valley City had a question for you on the Santa case. You want to go ahead and address his question, Rick?
Yeah, you bet. The SATA case is a real travesty. There are a couple of components here. Number one, we have to ask ourselves, why was a kid looking at 40 years for 80 bucks worth of pot? I mean, that's a little crazy. And then the other part is, what we have is, in essence, a coercion to become more involved in the drug culture and to be put at risk. So, I'm currently working, on legislation. I've been working with a lawyer who wrote up Rachel's Law in Florida that gives protections for the confidential informant programs, requires some regulations so that the people who are implementing the program have been trained properly, makes sure that the potential confidential informants have been clearly advised of the pros and cons, and that they absolutely have the ability to speak with an attorney first. All of these things are critically important. Rachel's Law has actually been a bit watered down in Florida. Again, I'm working with the lawyer who crafted that legislation to make a stronger bill. I've also been in touch with Andrew's mom. And I think there's a great opportunity to create a program, a confidential informant program, which is much safer and much more responsible for the people that are involved. The second part of that is, I believe we need to look at the criminalization of marijuana. For instance, Andrew was looking at the 40 years. I don't understand that. He was on a campus or near a campus, and that immediately bumps up the criminality of it to a higher level. And the what we're not taking into account is the fact that this is a nonviolent crime, and many would argue a victimless crime. And in light of the fact that we already have prisons bursting at the seams, and we have significant problems with the budget when it comes to Department of Corrections, I think we need to look at, can we keep some of these kids who have smoked pot, make sure that they're not going to jail? We did help bring that down to a more tolerable level at the last session, but like I say, even just being out of school, like NDSCS, is something that makes it much more of a significant crime and can send a person to jail. So both of those avenues, I think, are a way to help correct so that we don't have another case like Andrew's.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you, John. And Bismarck, you're next for Rick Becker on our Talk Radio Town Hall in the Governor's Series here. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. First, I want to say thank you for your show. It's by far one of the finest ones I've ever come across. And, Rick, bless you for running for the highest office in North Dakota, that is the governor. It's a big responsibility, but I do have a couple of questions for you. Number one is Obama, he's requiring states, including North Dakota, to take Muslims, even while the FBI admits they cannot properly vet them. Will you stop Obama from forcing us to take immigrants into the state of North Dakota? Will you stop Obama?
Well, I'll do whatever I can to stop any of the overreach from the executive branch. And there are going to be some situations where that's the best we can do, is to say we're going to try and we're going to implement every avenue we can, every tactic we can. And whether it's immigration, whether it's EPA and the Clean Power Plan, there are some maneuvers that the state can do to try and delay it, to try and impede this overreach. When it comes to the immigration, fortunately, Governor Dalrymple did eventually suggest that there a moratorium was a good idea, and I applaud him for that. We certainly need to be able to vet people coming into the state. And beyond the vetting, we also need to take a look at the costs. So we don't want to be, say, for instance, anti-immigrant. At some point, all our parents were immigrants, and that's not what it's about. But we do want to be careful and judicious in what we're doing, what we're using for our policies when it comes to immigration. We need transparency from Lutheran Social Services. We need to understand the full costs that are borne by the cities and counties that take the refugees in, so we can make smart decisions.
Okay, I understand. Governor Dalrymple also was opposed to the immigrants to come. And but I now understand that Lutheran Services did bring in, I think it was 140, regardless. And they are here. And, of course, now they're looking at bringing 50 or 150, I think it is, from Mexico, young kids, and positioning them up at the Grand Force Air Force Base, so, which was another poor choice, I feel, from the standpoint of protecting these kids and raising these kids up properly. So I think this whole thing is just completely gone out of hand, and I would hope, Rick, that you would have to agree to that. Would you agree to that? That it's out of hand, and it needs to be reeled in.
Yeah, it is out of hand. And again, what we're looking at is a situation created because of federal government overreach. Lutheran Social Services or any other agencies like them are getting federal dollars to bring immigrants in and settle them in different locations. But each of the states should have a say. And if one state is completely embraces that and has a full understanding of the costs and the implications when it comes to educating immigrants who are not native speakers of English and how that might affect our current population of students, there are so many factors. And the important thing is that we are able to assess whether it's right or to what degree, what number, if there is a number, is best for North Dakota. And, of course, the North Dakotans need to be clear on that. And once we do have a full handle, then we need to try and enforce to the best of our abilities what we as a state think is the proper route to go.
John, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Emailer says, another John here, says, I've been frustrated by what I see as equivocation on the part of all the gubernatorial candidates, particularly on life issues. My question is, do you feel that it is intellectually honest to draw a distinction regarding the value of life of an unborn child based on the circumstances of his or her conception, i.e. rape or incest exception? Would you agree that these lives are just as worthy of protection as the lives of children conceived by married parents who desire children? Thank you for being accessible and answering tough questions, and be assured all the candidates will hear from me on this matter.
Well, I think that's a brilliant question. I don't know if I'd say intellectually dishonest, but I would say not intellectually thought through. What has always surprised me is the people who have said that they're very strong pro-life, but then give exceptions for rape and incest. There seems to be a disjunction of the logic of that, because at whatever point a person acquires their rights and the right to their own life, that person does not have any control about the circumstances in which they are conceived. So once they've acquired that right to their life, they have it regardless of the circumstances, in my position.
All right. Let's see. I want to ask you another question. This has come up a lot. Honestly, it's unusual because I don't think I recall this question being asked a lot of candidates, so I don't know that it's unfair, but you know, any question anybody wants to ask, I guess, is in the eye of the beholder, whether it's fair or not. It just doesn't come up a lot, but I think I know why it's come up. This says, please ask Representative Becker if he is a Christian. I would like to know. And before you answer that, this has come up before on the show without you being here, where people have called and said that you were atheist or agnostic. And when pressed about, well, how do you know that? Is that something you ask somebody? It evidently pertains to some questions that came to you from fellow legislators that evidently you said you were still discovering, I think was the term. It might be the exact term, but when asked about this, and someone still searching was the term, and someone then assigned, okay, if he's still searching, he must be an atheist. So there's a series of questions there. The first one being rather simple: are you a Christian?
Well, I'm not an atheist, and yeah, I'm still searching. If anything, most people are still searching for various things about life and their purpose and the reason for being here. I was raised Catholic. I was a good altar boy and was confirmed Catholic. You ask if I'm a Christian, and it depends. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not trying to evade the answer. These different terms mean different things to people. Okay. Now, if Christian means that you understand, agree, and abide by the teachings of Christ as expressed in the New Testament, yes. But a lot of people will say, well, no, it's more than that. A Christian means that you are not able to go to heaven unless you've accepted Jesus Christ as the sole route to get there. And that I'm not comfortable with. I don't think that people across the world have equal access to the scriptures of Jesus. And so I'm not fully secure and comfortable with that idea. So you can take that for what it's worth.
And I'm not going to go to these next calls until after the break here, because we don't have enough time for an answer, but you maybe will answer this quickly. And this is one that's come up as well on the program before, that you have a project in downtown Bismarck, which was in need of Renaissance dollars, public dollars, for the renovation. And some people say, well, that's hypocritical because you're against government programs. And what would you say to that?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, and that's a very good question. And if we don't have enough time, I'd like to complete the answer if we run out.
You sure can, yeah.
Okay, then I'll do it when we come back. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you short here. And once the music starts, we have less than 30 seconds. So a short answer on that when we come back. And then Steve, westbound on I-94, keeper between the lines. And we'll come to you, Phil and Bismarck, as well with your questions on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Rex Becker, candidate for governor. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And a listener sends this note. Hey, Scott and Todd, I bought MyPillows before Christmas. Use the promo code Scott. Got two standard MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. They are great. I was stuck for 15 hours in the Minneapolis airport after the new year, and my go-anywhere pillow saved my neck and gave me the rest I needed in the airport. Thanks for promoting a great American product. They are American. American-made right there in Minnesota. And a way to use that promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Get yourself the 50% deal. Yeah, baby. Way to go. All right. Final segment on our Talk Radio Town Hall. Talking with Governor candidate Rick Becker today, seeking the Republican nomination at the convention coming up. And so a question before the break had to do with the Renaissance Zone, a building you own in downtown Bismarck, taking those funds yet being against the government programs. Is that a factual premise, first of all? I mean, are you against government programs like the Renaissance Zone?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I'm against, I'm opposed to the Renaissance Zone being a state-run program and voted no against it in 2015. So I'm going to try and make it brief. It's going to be difficult. But here's the scoop. There are aspects to the program, which is that a city or county has the option, if they desire, to hold off on property taxes for 5 years. Now, Bismarck has already had this for many years. If you do an addition onto any existing commercial building, they don't charge you 5 years for the increased value. With the Renaissance Zone, it's a defined area downtown, and because the city wants to increase building down there, they have the option to say, we're not going to charge you property tax for 5 years. Now, in a sense, what they were doing on this building, for instance, I was paying $2,000, I think, a year in property tax. Well, in just, I think, 2 years here, when the Renaissance Zone goes away, I'll be paying $45,000 or $50,000 a year in property tax. And in some sense, that's a pretty good business decision for the city to do. Now, the reason I would rather have it be in the city is because if people don't like it, if the people of Bismarck don't like the idea of Renaissance Zone, then they can choose not to have it. That's why I prefer it not to be with the state. The other thing is, with Renaissance Zone comes income tax abatement. That I completely disagree with, which is why on another business I had other partners, they insisted on having a Renaissance Zone for the income tax purpose. I bought them out. And I promptly rescinded my Renaissance Zone status because I completely disagree with that. So here's my thing. I'm also opposed to subsidies for ethanol. But every time I fill up at the gas station, I don't leave pennies or dollars at the gas station because the taxpayers subsidized it. I don't send them in to the government. There are so many areas where it's subsidized, I don't have a choice in it. That's the way our society is run. Where I do have a choice is to be able to develop downtown. That's where I wanted to develop regardless of the Renaissance Zone. And then they say, okay, well, we can get rid of the property taxes for 5 years. Well, as a developer, for instance, I still have a space. We're 3 years into it. I still have a space that's not filled. So it would be a stupid business decision to say no in that realm because I don't have a philosophical disagreement with it. I also turned down TIF funding because I have a philosophical disagreement with that. I also turned down a loan that the Obama administration had that was lower interest because I didn't want to have anything to do with any program that Obama had. So, yes, a person could say, gee, are you mincing words and finding nuances? Maybe, but if I have enough time to talk about someone, I can explain that it's not being hypocritical, but it's finding that line where I think I can work within the framework. But overall, Renaissance Zone, I'm not a fan of, but I do think that the city should have the ability, if they want to abate property tax temporarily, to get business development in an area, that they should have that choice.
All right, we have to go to a lightning round. Only 2 minutes left, so quick questions, quick answers from Steve and Phil. First, Steve, westbound on 94, go.
Hey, Scott. My question was, or my challenge to him was that, you know, quote, marijuana is this big nonviolent, situation, and we should give everyone a pass on it. I think the Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown scenarios are examples where young men that got caught up in the use of this casual drug and started supporting that drug habit by burglary with Trayvon Martin, by strong arm robbery of convenience stores to get Swisher Sweet cigarettes by which to smoke it out on the street in public, shows just how quickly this nonviolent drug can turn into tragedies for them, their dead, for the communities and the cops involved. So this whole concept that casual marijuana use is nonviolent, I think, is understating the potential slippery slope that puts people on. Would you agree or disagree?
Quick response, Rick.
Well, I respect your opinion. I don't agree, though.
All right, let's go to Phil in Bismarck. Phil, what's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, given that Luth.
I'm sorry, Phil, we lost you there.
Hiding behind the name of Lutheran has been a bad actor for a long time. Would you consider pulling their business license if they continue to go against the will of the people and cooperate with Obama on bringing in unvetted refugees?
You're talking about LSS.
LSS, that's right.
Pulling the license of LSS to do business. Well, let's go to.
I wouldn't pull the license. We need to get the state gave Lutheran Social Services the ability to do the business they're doing. So that the state, if we don't like it, the state just needs to take control back.
Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, we should. Yes, I absolutely would.
Okay, there it is. Thank you.
Bill, thanks for the call. And a few seconds for a final comment, Rick.
Well, yeah, you know, there's an option here. People have good an opportunity to pick a candidate that's right for them. I'm very much about education, getting out of Common Core, educational savings account, true property tax reform. We could go into details another day, perhaps.
All right. Appreciate it very much. Our first Talk Radio Town Hall. Next one's Friday with Doug Burgum. Thanks for listening, folks. That's Rick Becker. Wayne Stengel. We'll get that on the calendar soon. Working on scheduling that. God bless you one and all. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.